Ruth, can you explain what it is we're doing here today and why it's important, please?
Well, today we're here because we're opening the complementary therapy suite, which the foundation has funded to kit out. The complementary therapy team is incredibly important in the hospital, just in the holistic care that we give to patients. You know, they help support the patients on the trials unit and patients, you know, as inpatients having treatments as well. It's just another part of that sort of whole care that we try and give to our patients with cancer.
Yeah, I mean, the foundation funds cutting edge technology, trials, all that kind of stuff. But this is a very different sort of funding, isn't it? It's a very human thing and it's a very tactile thing. Can you explain exactly what it is that patients will get out of this?
Well, patients have the complementary treatments such as reflexology and massage, but it helps with sort of relaxation and well-being, and it's another sort of almost a safe place to go and talk and to think about what's going on. And yes, the foundation has done great things, as you say, with the cutting edge technology, but for Sir Bobby it was always about the care of patients in the northeast. And so yes, there are bits like this. There's the waiting area downstairs in radiotherapy that was jointly funded with Macmillan. There's the children's waiting area where they have a rolling pot of money to refresh the toys, which is funded by the foundation, just so that we're looking after, that's what he cared about and was passionate about, was looking after people, whether those were footballers or, you know, the people he spent a lot of time with towards the end of his life.
And I mean, Bobby had this treatment himself, didn't he? I mean that's sort of one of the sort of nice things about it, squaring with those little circles, that he was actually here having this treatment.
Yeah, he found it incredibly helpful. He really believed in it and loved, while he was here having treatment, he would have complementary therapy as well.
And Charlie, you've actually had a go of the reflexology today. What was that like? And I mean, what was actually being done to you?
Yeah, I guess I was getting a bit of foot massage, and I do understand why he loved it so much. It's incredibly relaxing. It's something that, I guess, you know, like Ruth said, he was all about the people, you know, making sure people were cared for. And this whole day, opening this complementary therapy suite, you know, would have been very high on his list, you know, because it's that extra mile of care for the patients, you know, who are not just getting cutting edge treatment and care, but actually to the whole, you know, well-being of the person, you know, the holistic side of it, you know, body, mind and soul. And I think that's why it's so important that this unit will I guess create so much of that, you know, part of that care as they come in.
And I mean, nobody would sort of know and understand more about Bobby's footballing legacy than you, of course. You played for him at his hometown club, at your hometown club, but this is a different sort of legacy, isn't it? And incredibly important, and it must be very special to be around it and to be part of it.
Yeah, I guess knowing Sir Bobby as well as I did, this is definitely, would in his mind, he would see this as a bigger legacy than all the achievements that he had as a player, as a manager, you know, all the impact that he had obviously throughout his career all around the world. But you know, for me, the one thing that he did teach me was about, you know, it's about the man, you know, it's about the person, not what they do. And that was definitely something that I experienced, obviously coming through the ranks through the youth team and coming into the first team with him. That was something that he, you know, really helped me understand, you know, as a person, you know, it's a human being that you are first and foremost. And this just, I guess, you know, for me, it's great that his legacy can live on through this unit and through the cancer patients, you know, that come here and experience what I guess he's helped create. And for me, there's no bigger pleasure for me to come and be a part of that and support.